on the Ringside Politics Hotline. He is director of the Tech and Innovation Center with the Pelican Institute. Eric Peterson is joining us here this morning. And Eric, how are you? Good morning.
I am good, Jeff. How are you? Really excited for this Independence Day weekend.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Looking forward to it. And thanks for being with us. Tell our listeners who may not know a little bit about the Pelican Institute and about the Tech and Innovation Center.
Yeah, the Pelican Institute is the free market think tank in Louisiana. We're a think tank dedicated to make sure that all Louisianans have an opportunity to succeed. And our Tech and Innovation Center is really focused on making Louisiana the most innovation-friendly state in the country, because we know innovation brings jobs, it brings opportunity, and it really brings opportunity for the people of Louisiana to flourish.
So Pelican Institute has been fighting the good fight for a number of years. And folks, if you want more information, check out pelicanpolicy.org. And you can go and see a lot of the pieces that Eric has under the Center for Technology and Innovation Policy. And I wanted to bring you on this morning to talk a little bit about an issue that I think is not getting enough attention. And that is this Senate Bill 2992. Which is something that I find sort of troubling, and it's I think getting some support in the Senate and some support from some pretty unusual sources, including Republicans. And this is the American Innovation and Choice Online Act. And Eric, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this is a bill that is brought by Amy Klobuchar and Chuck Grassley in the Senate and Dave Sisley and Ken Buck in the House. And basically, it's a bill to go after large tech companies that, you know, a lot of folks, I'm sure, have concerns about. But it does so in not going after the things that we have concerns about these companies about, right? They would do things like prevent self-preferencing how the bill defines them. And, you know, stuff like that just means when I subscribe to Amazon Prime, I get Amazon Prime Video for free, or two-day shipping, or I can return my packages at Whole Foods, or when I do a Google search, that Google Maps comes up to help me find my restaurant more quickly. All those sort of things would be illegal under this bill, and the purported reason is because they're unfair competition. But in reality, they're just giving us, you know, what we want, products that make it easier for us to use our smartphones, our computers, and to save a lot of money at a time that inflation is really hitting the pocketbooks hard of a lot of people from Louisiana.
You know, you make a really good point. We are getting hammered by inflation, so anything we can do to save some money is a good thing. We don't want to limit choice. We don't want to limit competition. We don't want to drive up prices for consumers. And I think all that is going to happen under the name of this bill. And supposedly, they're going after these big companies as a way to, you know, fight monopolies. And this is an antitrust piece of legislation. Tell us your thoughts on that angle.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing a little research right before I got on the phone with you, and I want to read you some numbers. So Microsoft stock is down 25% this year. Apple stock down 25% this year. Google stock down 25% this year. Amazon down 36% this year. And Meta is down 50% this year. And I think, you know, it's a lot of what we talk about where government thinks they know best. They think they know that what the future of the market is going to be and what the future of competition is going to be. And they, you know, want to write these bills that go after, you know, certain companies, not realizing that, you know, the tech sector is an incredibly innovative and dynamic place. You know, a lot of the companies we interact with today are not the companies we interacted with 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, if you look at who's on social media, right, the young kids, right, they're not on, you know, Facebook or even Instagram. They're on TikTok or using Discord. So the change is really coming here, and I think it's politicians just trying to put their thumb on the scale for various reasons with these companies.
And that's what usually occurs when politicians, quote, see a problem, they want to fix it, and they usually make it worse. The last thing we need is another massive piece of legislation that is going to empower government bureaucracies and empower the DOJ and empower the FTC. And that's another aspect of this, which I find troubling, because it's going to increase regulation over these companies. I don't think that is helpful for the consumer. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, one thing that I think you're 100% right, but if you look at who's running the Federal Trade Commission or the DOJ right now, I mean, you're talking about some pretty radical people when it comes to antitrust and what they think the role of government in our economy is. You know, they're talking about stopping a merger between two book publishers, not because books are going to be made more expensive for Americans. In fact, they might be made cheaper, but they think that authors might be paid less. And those are the kind of things that if you start passing large pieces of legislation like this, they have a way to grow and to get into other parts of our economy. I mean, I think about oil and gas in our country right now. If you listen to the current administration, that they're price gouging, that they're not being fair to consumers, it wouldn't surprise me if these things start to expand and you see the FTC or DOJ going after some of the biggest job creators and drivers of economic growth in our state for under the same pretenses that they're going after these companies.
I mean, that is scary. And it's also pretty apparent that what the Democrats are trying to do is chalk up what they see as a victory. Amy Klobuchar, 2024. Chuck Grassley wants to, I guess, say, hey, this is an accomplishment as they head into the midterms. But I'm wondering what the motivation would be for Republicans to sign on for something that the Democrats are going to consider a victory, that is going to limit consumer choice, drive up consumer prices, and empower government bureaucrats and increase regulation. What in the world would Republicans be on board with that, like Chuck Grassley, initially John Kennedy, and I think he's having second thoughts, but people like Tom Cotton and possibly others across the Republican Party ranks in the Senate?
Yeah, you know, you hit on a really good point here, and I think there's a lot of folks who are rightly annoyed with some of these large tech companies. They feel that conservatives aren't getting a fair shake when it comes to how their content is moderated on these platforms. And there's a provision in there that basically forces all these companies to be common carriers of a bunch of content. Now, that comes with a lot of other problems, including potentially putting our privacy at risk, right? You might download an app from the App Store and, you know, it steals your bank account information, and that's obviously scary. But you know, Amy Klobuchar has come out and said, well, this isn't going to stop people from taking down, you know, terrorist content or something like that. And, you know, the Republicans have sort of shied away from that because they, I think, were sold a bill of goods that this legislation was going to prevent conservative censorship. And if you look at it, it's going to really do nothing of the sort. And the only way the Democrats will support it is if it's written that way, that it will continue to allow companies to moderate content on their platforms as they see fit.
And that is what is my problem with these big tech companies, mm-hmm. because of the censorship of conservative content. And it's not just quote unquote terrorists, but it's people that are conservatives, mm-hmm. and people that are posting something that might be against the narrative concerning, let's say, Dr. Fauci or mm-hmm. COVID or the 2020 election or whatever the issue may be. You know, they'll take down that comment or put you in Facebook jail or shadow ban you or whatever, all the different mechanisms they have to limit the reach of that content because it's not part of the official narrative or it's not something that they agree with or it's something that's too conservative or you're too pro-Donald Trump or whatever it is. And that is something that I think would be a worthwhile endeavor to really maybe try to get some change with these big tech companies. But as you say, this bill does nothing concerning that issue.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. They're letting, you know, the two issues bleed into each other, and it's just become, well, if I can do something to go after these large tech companies, then I'm upset at these other issues that I'll use whatever tools in my toolbox. But, you know, we know from our long history of giving these sort of tools to government to decide what companies are going to look like, that generally does not turn out well for conservatives and free speech. In fact, it just, you know, gives government more power to get their sort of narrative out there. And I think, you know, folks have a right to be very skeptical of that. And, you know, hopefully I think, you know, people like you were talking about, like Senator Kennedy and Tom Cotton, will realize that this is not the way to get to their actual concerns about these tech companies.
I certainly hope so. And I'm trying to reach out to Senator Kennedy and hopefully others will as well to ask him to reconsider. As far as dealing with these big tech companies and trying to do something that would be positive in the way of, you know, changing their policies regarding censorship, I think one way is, of course, competition and fostering other social media companies to come forward. And that has occurred. We have True Social, we have Getter, we have Gab, we have a company that I recommend all the time, Your Spot. And these are all competitors that folks can utilize and that can grow. And their motto is, you know, we don't censor. So that's a great way to show your displeasure by just utilizing some of these alternatives through competition.
You know, I think you're exactly right. One of the biggest skeptics in the Senate on this bill has been Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and he penned a great op-ed a few months ago, being very upset at YouTube. Like you said, he had some questions during hearings, and they kept getting taken down. He said, finally, you know what, I'm not going to deal with you anymore. I don't want to use my power of government to regulate you. I'm going to go to Rumble, where I know I can put up my video content, and it's not going to get taken down, and people can hear what I'm going to say. And, you know, Rumble is one of the quickest growing social media platforms there are. And again, if you look at a lot of these companies that this bill is targeting, they're losing market share very rapidly to a lot of other companies that are growing up and putting competition in this place. And again, when you get government in that market process, I think it tends to entrench the current companies we have and keep out competition.
And the answer is the marketplace, right? The free market, fostering competition and allowing consumers to make choices, not limiting choices, not making things more expensive, not regulating, which is never the right way to deal with something. So in our final minute or so, Eric, give us your sense on where this legislation is going and what you think is the timeline on when they're going to try to push this.
Yeah, the time to push it is now. It'll be now between August recess, because after August recess, they will be back, campaigning in their states and home districts. And then after they come back, they will have to pass a budget to keep the government going. And I know we're kind of in the middle of the year, but time is running out until the next Congress. So this next month and a half until recess is going to be the time to keep an eye on it. And if you want to, make your voices heard, now is the time to say, I don't want the products that I rely on to help stretch my family budget and make sure that my technology is secure. Make your voice heard and do it on something, interact directly with your politicians.
And yeah, contact your politicians, contact Senators Cassidy and Kennedy and let them know about your opposition to this. And again, this is Senate Bill 2992. The American Innovation and Choice Online Act. And Eric Peterson, thank you for your work at the Pelican Institute. Keep it up. And we look forward to having you back on and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff. Happy Independence Day.